Until a few weeks ago, Ivy Jean worked two jobs in San Francisco, part-time as a bouncer at the Stud and part-time building signs and displays for events. Right before the shelter-in-place ordinance took effect, she lost both jobs.
I definitely felt panicked and really devastated to suddenly lose both of my sources of income.
Now she says she's been using what little savings she has to buy groceries. Today, she's decided she's not going to pay rent, and she can't get evicted because of it. Many Bay Area counties, including San Francisco, have announced bans and moratoriums on COVID-19-related evictions, and California followed suit. Tenants' rights groups say these are good first steps, but all the different measures and names can be confusing.
I think the critical question is whether or not that rent is expected to be paid back.
Deepa Varma is the executive director of the San Francisco Tenants Union. She stressed that our regional eviction moratoriums and bans don't mean rent is canceled. Once the pandemic is over, tenants will still need to pay back rent. This may be difficult for those who are already working paycheck to paycheck when they lost their jobs. Also, these bans and moratoriums don't mean evictions won't happen. They'll just be delayed. Plus, they don't cover Ellis Act evictions.
And we think it's really important to take a strong stand on an issue like the Ellis Act and to say that those cases should not proceed, that those notices should not be filed right now and should not run their course.
In all cases, if you're going to withhold rent, you need to provide written documentation that you can't pay because of the coronavirus. That means attaching a termination letter, a recent pay stub, or a doctor's note showing you or a family member are sick. The California moratorium says you need to alert your landlord within a week of when rent's due. In other cities like San Francisco, that period is longer. For KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston.